This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An attacker fatally knifed several people in a Sydney mall in the beachside suburb of Bondi on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping center. Rhys Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby wing taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. At least 10 people have died in shelling in Russian-occupied Ukraine. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Local Kremlin-installed official is blaming Ukraine for a shelling that killed at least 10 people, including children, in the Russian-occupied town of Tokmak in the southern Zaporizhia region. Tokmak's municipal administration claims shelling struck three apartment blocks, in the aftermath leaving many in hospital and buildings damaged. Tokmak is part of southern Ukraine, illegally annexed by Moscow after Russia launched its war on Ukraine in 2022. Russia also reported a Ukrainian rocket striking a machine-building plant in occupied Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, potentially delaying Russia's plans to put that facility back into operation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Sean Hogan has more from Reuters.
18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital US military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leaving Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. It's water festival time in Thailand, where many are marking the country's traditional New Year, splashing each other with colorful water guns and buckets in an often raucous celebration that draws thousands of people, even as this year the Southeast Asian nation marks record high temperatures causing concern. The festival is a three-day shindig that starts Saturday. The festival usually falls at the hottest time of the year, but this year the unusual heat wave has triggered apprehension, with UNICEF warning that the sweltering weather could put millions of children's lives at risk. The U.S. House of Representatives passes reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagoo says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pakistani police are searching for gunmen who killed nine people after abducting them from a bus on a highway in the country's southwest. The abduction took place Friday in Balochistan province. Police say the gunmen stopped the bus, went through the passengers' ID cards, and took nine people with them. Police later recovered the bodies under a bridge. Police said the gunmen had earlier opened fire at a vehicle that failed to stop for their blockade, killing two people. Abductions are rare in Balochistan, where militants usually target security forces or infrastructure. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.